This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Median rents in Cambridge, Massachusetts are $2,750 per month. In New York City, $2,294. In Manhattan, $4,128. In order to fudge ACA and Medicare reporting statistics on readmissions to escape penalties, some hospitals are reclassifying return admissions as observation stays in the hospital and keeping them from being Medicare reimbursed. Catholic Diocese of Duluth, Minnesota is filing for bankruptcy in the face of an $8.4 million settlement in a priest abuse case. Breastfeeding is resurgent. 79% of American women now breastfeed their babies, at least in the beginning, compared to only 10% of working class women in the early 20th century, 17% middle and upper class women at the same time. 50% of babies were not breastfed in the 1950s. January 31st is a hard cap deadline on enrolling for 2016 under the Affordable Care Act without paying penalties next year. The White House says this year it will not be extended. Experts are estimating that the average penalty per household will be $969 compared to the $661 average for 2015. Las Vegas leads the country in homes underwater, owing more than their market value on their mortgage, at 22% of homeowners, followed by Chicago at 20.6%, Atlanta 18.6%. Nationally, the rate has fallen to 13.4% compared to 16.9% a year ago. The rock band Eagles of Death Metal joined U2 in Paris at the Bataclan concert venue less than a month after the slaughter at their last concert there. Number of automobiles on the world's roads is on pace to double to more than 2 billion by 2030, adding more climate concerns, even if they're individually more energy efficient. Greenpeace, in an undercover operation, got one professor from Princeton and one from Penn State to agree to make a climate debunking study and conceal the source of the funds from fake energy companies. Meanwhile, Kentucky barred a coal company from operating in the state called Fraser Creek Mining that had literally thousands of clean water violations. They also fined them $500,000. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.